What do you guys make of this bullpen? Because while we already talked about the offense, I mean, yesterday the bullpen combined to go four innings with just one hit allowed to go with six strikeouts. Now, in a couple walks. Now,
got a little bit of trouble there in the ninth.
Did, and they ultimately lost, obviously, in extra innings. Carlos Estevez made it very interesting himself in extra innings, somehow got out of that. It was the most ridiculous balk call. I don't think I've seen a worse balk call.
Based on a lot of people who are on baseball, I guess that umpire and the Royals have had a number of run-ins.
I mean, Q was just shaking his head the whole time because there was some strike ball calls that were just questionable.
It was egregious. I can't get to automatic balls and strikes faster than watching that game yesterday.
With that said, the bullpen, not saying that there hasn't been issues. Sam Long hasn't been sharp yet. Chris Stratton.
Serpa struggled.
But overall, the bullpen, if you're looking at this team being 2-4, that's not anywhere near the top of the list, of course, of why this team is sitting at 2-4 in the first six games of the season. But what they continue to get from Lucas Hursag, is this the role they're going to use all year for him? Because I understand it's very easy to say, well, if he's that dominant, let him close. But I think they love him in this role, which is put out the fire. It's the heart of the order for a team in the seventh inning. We think that's the most important point in the game. We're going to put him out there. We know he's going to get outs for us, and he continues to excel at it.
He is going to end up like Cole Reagans is always going to overshadow any of the other trades that are made during this era because they got an ace of a pitching staff for a guy on a 6-month rental. So like that one's always going to overshadow it. We have not nearly discussed enough how big of a home run that Lucas Hursag trade was. They got a guy with 6 years of major league control.
Yeah.
Who is an ultimate put out, as you mentioned, put out the fire guy for your team. Absolutely. Right now, they're around league average for a bullpen ERA, about 3.6. It's still really low ERA. It's early in the season, so there's some teams with really low ones, including, I'm sure, the Dodgers or whatever first. I don't know. But when you look at where the bullpen is, I know it'd be easy to point out the negatives and be like, well, here's the guys who are struggling. Right? It'd be easy to be like, well, Zerpa's not getting outs or Long's. Actually, two, I think, consecutive scoreless outings now, even though it's been, like, as far as he didn't give up an ERA, at least now. So, like, I would say it's going a little bit better there, too. I have been very encouraged by the bullpen. Very happy with the depth and quality that they possess. Estevez got himself a little bit of trouble. He's got more in a track history. I think he's going to be a star. And he got himself out of it. Sometimes you get yourself in trouble. And you get yourself out of it. As you mentioned with Hursag, he's been fantastic. And I could go down the list between the other guys who I think have been really sharp outside of that. Now, look, we haven't really seen much of the Hunter Harvey experience.
Yeah.
Daniel Lynch has been incredible. Dating back to even last season, he's been really good. I've been highly encouraged. Is anyone else not feeling as good? I'm like, hey, you rebuilt the bullpen, and I think it might be one of the top 10 in baseball, top 5 in the American League with more potential forward.
For as concerning as the offense has been through the first six, the bullpen has to be extremely encouraging. In the thought heading into the year was, like, so far nothing I don't think has surprised us. We thought the bullpen was going to become a strength for this team, and I would say that's already showed itself six games in. We thought that the offense was going to possibly struggle, and if it was going to improve, where would it have to improve? And six games in, the areas where it would need to improve for the offense to take a step forward have obviously not. So I don't think anything six games in, I keep saying it because it's crazy how early we are.
Yeah, I know. But now you care more six games in because of what they did last year.
But with that said, what we've seen, has anything surprised you? Like maybe Michael Garcia, I guess, on an individual level. But in general, nothing has been all that surprising.
No. Right now, I would say Stratton has struggled. I thought he was their worst reliever. No. Stratton struggled. Sam Long has struggled, but he's been better since that first outing in which he got kind of hammered. So you have to kind of ignore his ERA. Estevez has no ERA. Daniel Lynch has no ERA. Hunter Harvey has no ERA. All these guys have pitched. Lucas Hursag has no ERA. Like, there's been a couple of guys who have struggled a little. And again, what? An inning? Two innings? Three innings? Maybe max? For a number of those guys, like, you'd be like, well, Stratton's been no good. He's pitched 1 2/3 innings. Like, I look at the depth, and I'm like, man, they can throw numbers at you. Like, if you say, hey, we need four innings and no runs scored today. They can do that. Four innings and no runs scored is easy. It's Daniel Lynch for two, Estevez for one, and Hursag for one. Like, if you just want to start there, that's before you even get to Hunter Harvey. Schreiber looked good yesterday. Like, I don't know. I just, I'm feeling very encouraged about that. And like the text line said, it's like the pitching ain't what I'm worried about.
No.
It is the ability to hit, because I'm encouraged by the starting rotation too.
No doubt. Especially Cole Reagans bounced back after an opening day that wasn't as sharp as you would want. And Cole Reagans looked like Cole Reagans yesterday. 10 strikeouts, 5 innings. Yeah. I mean, that was what we saw all last season. So if you were worried, I guess, about him because of opening day, then that should be those concerns should be alleviated. We already talked about earlier the week Chris Bubich looked terrific. Michael Lorenzen for your fifth starter, you'll take that every single time. Like, go on and on and on. So yeah, it's the same question. I mean, that's what I said, Cody. I don't think anything has really changed about the questions we had around this team after 1 week of baseball. We knew the offense was a question mark. We knew the outfield in particular from Melendez and Renfro. We said, hey, if the offense is not going to struggle, well, then you better have production from Vinny, from Bobby, from India, and Salvi. Yeah. Well, yesterday they didn't get that. The day before they didn't get that. And what do you know? They don't score runs.